Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 32, becoming like Him in His resilience. The word resilience is the ability to quickly bounce back after a crisis to a pre-crisis situation. Crisis was part of the earthly life of Jesus. From birth to death, we see that He had to face constant crisis. Many of His crises came from His very own people, the chosen ones who have been eagerly waiting for the Messiah were the ones who adamantly rejected Him. There were people keenly seeking an opportunity to ensnare Him. Some even tried to push Him off the cliff and kill Him in His own hometown. They scornfully rejected Him and ridiculed Him. The ultimate crisis at the cross represents the severest form of trauma that Jesus faced. But throughout Jesus' life, we see that no crisis incapacitated Him from carrying out God's mission. He was resilient indeed. The Garden of Eden showcased the first historical crisis that the Godhead family faced after they created human beings. The crisis was so deep and costly, but was efficiently handled by the Godhead family with grace and wisdom. The incarnation of Jesus and the story of the cross was the ordained solution for human sin. Inability to return to normalcy after crisis is one of the reasons people attempt suicide. Bangalore was allegedly known as the suicide capital of India, despite several gods and goddesses that people run after, there is no realistic hope amidst the excruciating crisis. The hope that the resilient Jesus Himself offers through the cross is real. He is sufficient to sustain us in the worst of crisis, as He has overcome the world. Nothing is too big for Him to handle, as He has handled the worst crisis on the cross. A relative of mine recounted his personal story as to how, when his business hit rock bottom during the recession, he was left with huge debt and shattered hopes that he decided to commit suicide. He found some time to be alone. He tied his wife's sari onto a fan and reluctantly decided to kneel and read his Bible before he committed suicide. He knelt and prayed with deep agony and then started reading God's word and was preparing for his shameful death. Suddenly, his phone rang, but he ignored it, thinking it would be one of his lenders. Continuous rings made him look at the call, and he realized that it was an international call from an unknown number. He finally picked it up, and the unknown man on the other side advised him not to do what he was intending to do, and that he would offer him the necessary money to pay off his debts. The same day, the money was transferred and his debts were cleared. The stranger arranged employment by which he could even repay that loan. An unknown man was sent by a known God. Isn't that amazing? Dependence on the unfailing love of God enables us to be resilient. To keep pressing on is the key. Don't lose heart and give up. He can do the impossible when we yield ourselves to His will and His purposes. Let us pray. Lord, who efficiently handled every dire crisis a man can inevitably face, help me to become resilient by placing my hope in You. Bestow the grace on me not to give up, but to know that with You, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.